is conditional use number 2076, Joseph Mark, yeah, Z.
Zurensic,
sir. No. Say that again. Say it again.
Zurensic. The D is silent.
Oh, okay.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 62.157 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Johnson Road in the Smoky Hollow development. The 901 address is not available. The tax map is District 533, Map 18, parcels 20.01 through 20.10. We did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District regarding soil types. We did receive the DLDOT results of the service level evaluation request, and they did not require a TIS. They did submit an exhibit booklet. There is a staff analysis submitted into the record, and there was a site plan. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
You may have the floor. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have a further presentation for us this evening?
Well, I would like to just reiterate that these would be tented events in the beginning, and as time goes on and whether or not it's successful, I would like to build a barn on the property, which is on the site plan. I show parking and everything else that's required. The barn is not within 1,500 feet of anybody else. I own all of the lots there. I'm the only person that lives there. There is nobody else on this property, and I own the 15 acres directly behind where the barn would be built. So I don't think I'd be disturbing anybody. I have two locations where I would like to do tented events when I first start, and I show parking, as I said, and really that's just about it. I would accommodate 200 to 250 people maximum at an event. I would figure two, maybe I could get lucky, three a month maybe. It's not something that's going to be hundreds of them a year. And that's pretty much what I have to say.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if there's anyone on the commission that has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Hudson.
I have no questions at this point. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Mr. Ross?
Yeah, I've got a few, if you don't mind. What a beautiful place you have there.
Thank you.
I don't know if that was you cutting grass the other day.
Yes, it was. That's my life. Yes.
Well, my wife and I slipped through and turned around the cul-de-sac and went around. It's a lovely site and house and very well maintained. The lot lines that are shown here on the survey, are they recorded lot lines?
Oh, yes. That's a recorded subdivision.
And what happens to the recorded subdivision? Are you going to...
Not as long as my wife's alive. We're not going to sell any lots, no. But the recorded subdivision is there, and the streets are in. I was not required at the time, 19 years ago, to put in, they were gravel streets. I paved the safety island, put that in. I paved the one side of the street all the way up, put the cul-de-sac into my house, and I've left the other side, and it's still predominantly gravel.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that the other day. But the application calls for the entire, I guess there's nine lots, 62 acres, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Give or take. As part of the conditional use. But you're proposing using basically lot one, the perimeter area around the stormwater pond, and lots four, part of lot five. And so I'm wondering why the commission would grant the conditional use on the entire parcel of 62 acres.
Simply, well, because I own it all, I'm the only property owner, I don't have any objection. And if somebody comes out there and they go, ooh, I would rather have the tent over here than over here, it's not... To me, it makes no difference, and there's not going to be any lot sold to anybody else. That I was just trying to keep it simple, but if you wanted me to say I'll do it on just those lots, that's fine, too.
And you haven't conveyed any of the lots out. You
no,
own
sir.
Everything.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Robertson, what would happen, you know, with the with the subdivision, if we granted some form of this conditional use, I mean, how does that work?
Well, it depends on really the conditions you put on. I don't know that the conditional use of and of it, in and of itself would affect the legality of the subdivision. It seems to me, though, that maybe like a condition would be appropriate if, you know, if any of the lots are sold, that would have an effect on the conditional use.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to place a burden, but I don't want to create a problem.
So. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, the parking, you're predicting 300 parking spaces. Would that area be paved? It would be grass parking?
It would be grass parking with telephone poles and parallel parking.
And so, I mean, what would you use to keep people from getting stuck, wet weather or whatever?
It's pretty solid as it is, and if it becomes, as I said, if this business grows, I don't have a problem with putting gravel down or doing anything, but to have one or two events a month and spend what I have to spend on the gravel at this point in time, it's a burden. I'd rather make some money and then spend some money. Okay. But as is needed, yes, I would do that.
And do we have any requirements as far as?
There are parking requirements. There's waivers that you can grant. We'd have to look at that.
I think I meet the requirement.
Yeah. Well, space-wise, but, you know, we got to look at the construction of it. So.
And that's where I was going to just see, you know, what you had in mind and what we have to have.
I see.
So we'll have to noodle through that. How about, you know, you're pretty isolated there and it's well off the street, but I presume there might be some music or these types of things.
Yes, sir.
You know.
The events would end at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, that's good information. And I guess they would all be from noon or later in the day?
Yes, sir.
And would you require a sign out front on the entrance for people to be able to see where you are?
Whatever makes you happy.
Well, you're allowed, I mean, in code, you're allowed a 8-foot sign.
No.
If you want it.
They can't find me, they can't have a wedding. That's just the way I feel about it.
Well, I found you, I wasn't nervous getting married. In fact,
right.
My bride was, you know, of 38 years, was sitting next to me giving me directions, turn here. She's a pretty good navigator, generally speaking. You have that many guests, I guess. What are you planning for facilities for personal use?
In the beginning, and let me say this, I did have one wedding. And I didn't get any money for it, so I was legal.
That's all right.
A friend of mine wanted a wedding, and we had a tented wedding, and that's where this all started from. And the tent, all the facilities were brought in. They brought in bathrooms. They had water facilities. Well, the caterer took care of everything, and that's the way it's going to be in the beginning. Now, when I do build the barn, there's septic approval. I'll put the well in. I will do everything that I need to do, but right now it's all catered, and the caterer takes care of everything.
Yeah. And do you plan on having lighting or of any kind for nighttime events?
Eventually, and here again, the caterers do that. They light everything.
Okay. But we'll probably put if we acted favorably and the council agreed, there would be some stipulation about lighting to make sure it didn't get off-site and
That's
all
fine.
That kind of stuff. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
I agree with Mr. Ross. It is quite an oasis there.
Thank you, sir.
And I drove around. I was intimidated. I was afraid to drive up to the house,
all but right.
I went over to the proposed parking area.
Uh-huh.
It looks like you have a nice, basically. The road on to the left is it's a good hard road, and I can appreciate what you're saying about, you know, parking in the field if you're just doing it a couple times a month. Now the lane going out, Smoky Hollow Lane.
Yes, sir.
Do Do you think that's adequate for cars to get in and out? I guess if there's a, is it wide enough for two cars to pass the whole way? Or
as you, it's two lanes, but it narrows down to go over
The ditch.
The ditch goes down to one lane and widens back out. There's a yield sign on one side for traffic coming in.
But you can see the cars and see each other and pause.
Plenty of, yes.
Yeah, I think
line
so.
Of sight is.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think I have any other questions.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Stevenson?
I covered all my questions.
Okay. Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Mr. Brandaway?
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Council?
Just one, just so if it gets approved, you don't get jammed up somewhere down the line. Are you, so you're not going to have any of your own food or beverage service? It's all going to be catered?
Yeah, I don't want to be bothered.
Okay, so even when the barn comes along, you're not going to have...
Just write me a check,
use the property. Okay.
That's the way I feel about it.
The reason I asked is because if you were, and there would be licensing issues, particularly liquor license and things. Okay, that's what I'm making sure of. All right, that's all the questions I had.
Okay, well, I'm going to gum up the works for everybody now because I'm the old man on the commission. As a matter of policy, we have not granted conditional uses in plotted subdivisions. And this is very problematic for me because this would set a precedent that I would be concerned it would have a cascading effect. Now, your situation is indeed unique, and I recognize that, and I'm thinking to myself about a way, as I don't object to what you want to do, but the problem is that you may not always own this.
May I interject?
You may.
Could we put a condition that I have this use as long as I sell none of the lots?
That,
as long as I control
that.
You understand?
That, yeah, and I suspected that that's where you were headed, what might be more effective is to just abandon the subdivision.
No. I don't want to do that. The subdivision was my retirement. Someday, somewhere, somehow, you know, those lots, if something were to happen to me, it's my wife's security.
Okay. Now, Mr. Robertson, can we in fact do that? Can we place a condition, that type of condition,
sure,
on a conditional use?
I don't see any reason. And I think if you're inclined to improve it, I agree with you. I think that there has been enough discussion about, you know, rezonings or conditional uses within plotted subdivisions that we would also lay out the uniqueness of this one and sort of the reasoning,
Then
also I think the condition's appropriate
right.
as well.
I don't object to what you want to do, but we have to think about what happens next and everything else that goes on in the county. But your situation is certainly unique, and I would be inclined to search for a way to accommodate you without creating a bad situation for the commission. So, if you feel like that we could do that in such a way that it wouldn't cause issues for us moving forward on other projects.
If you're inclined to act on it, I would probably ask that you defer taking action tonight just so we can get that wording right.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's all.
Certainly, we would want to do that. But as I say again, it's not an issue with what you want to do. It's an issue with what happens if we take action without addressing this situation. And that's what I wanted to find out. Was there a way to do it? And it appears that there is. So.
Okay.
That's all the questions I have. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone else that would like to speak on your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2076? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2076? All right, then. There being none, anyone on the commission have any further questions, thoughts, concerns? None? All right, then. Well, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2017-4, Bryden C. Joseph, Hawada M. El Baf and Fadi El Mir.
This is a major subdivision. The major subdivision is for the creation of one single-family lot with access off of a 50-foot easement. The property is located on approximately 1,420 feet south of Wooten Road, Route 72, and west of Hitch Pond Road, Route 463. The tax parcel is District 332, Map 5, Parcel 4.12. The zoning district is AR1. We did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District regarding stormwater, regarding soil types. There is a site plan that or subdivision plan that was submitted, and I believe we have a soil feasibility study regarding the septic for the application. Thank you.
So based on that, could this one be preliminary and final, if you're inclined, if they were inclined? Do we have everything we need? In other words,
we don't have a DLDOT approval.
Okay.
Yes, we have the signed.
You have the signed version from.
Yep.
So we do. So yes, this could actually be preliminary and final.
Okay. If you're inclined to.
We got you. You're getting paid enough money to get ahead. It's okay.
Yeah, that's good. Good. All right. Very good. All right. Thank you. Yes, sir. You heard what our council, or what our directors read in to the record on your behalf.
Sir.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just a local chicken farmer, live here in Georgetown, and trying to buy myself another job.
All right, then.
And it ended up where it was on a private lane. It ended up becoming a major subdivision because of the addition of another lot. So I came and spoke with Janelle. She gave me a list of everything I needed. I submitted everything a while back, and here we are.
All right, then. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross, since he knows a little bit about chicken farming.
Yeah, I was hatched in a chicken house. Yeah, don't tell my mama I said that. Yeah, just one question. The driveway, the easement, is there an agreement on maintenance of that driveway?
Yep, I had a letter signed by three of the people on that private lane, and I'm going to be responsible for all the maintenance and grading and everything from the road all the way back to my farm.
Right.
Yep.
And you already have the five poultry houses on the site, right?
Yep. Everything's right there. We just the current owners wanted to keep their residence, which sets to the right of the road going back.
Sure.
And we just cut out 4.5 acres and subdivided the house from the existing farm.
Gotcha. You must really love chicken.
Either that or I'm really stupid, one or the other.
I don't know. I've been growing them a long time myself, so I guess we're in the same boat.
Hey, yeah. It's a living. Yeah. It feeds the family.
There you go. Put spread on the table. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. Mr. Hudson?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson?
No.
Ms. Walls? Mr. Brandaway?
None, thanks.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thanks.
Counselor?
None, thanks.
I don't have any questions, but I will say you sure don't look very stupid to me. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
What about the fellow on the end here?
Well,
you wouldn't go there.
I'm not going there. But
I'm
going
to go that far.
If you'll be so kind as to take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2017-4? Bryden C. Joseph. Anyone here wish to speak in opposition to the subdivision 2017-4? Anyone on commission have any further questions? Okay, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
All right, that completes our public hearings for the evening.